WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, in high school sports over the weekend, they finished up the Drake relays for the most part on Saturday. And in Saturday finals locally, Rebecca Topham of Griswold had a couple of sixth place finishes. She was sixth in the 1500 with a 4:42.27 time. Topham also placed sixth in the girls' 400 meter hurdles, running a time of 65.56 seconds as she's been running injured here the last few days. Also in boys' hurdles action, the 400 meter hurdles finals, Derek Jones of Glenwood, a second place finish. 53.11 was his time. Glenwood also had a second-place finish in the boys' 4x400-meter relay. They ran a time of 3:21.92 on Saturday. Also Saturday, in a couple of college and university events that finished up, in the men's 110 hurdles, Jordan Mullen, a former Atlantic High School star, ran fourth. The senior for the University of Iowa clocked a time of 13.86 seconds in the final. Also in the final of the women's college and university 3,000-meter steeplechase event, Amanda Vorthman, a former Riverside prep, placed 20th. The senior running for Nebraska Omaha ran a time of 10 minutes 56.41 seconds in that final on Saturday. Queen Harrison ran a world-leading 12.71 seconds in the 100-meter hurdle Saturday to win the marquee event at the Drake Relays. Dawn Harper was second, and fellow Olympian Kelly Wells was third, just like they did at the London Olympic Games. And Des Moines native Lolo Jones placed fourth in that event on Saturday. Also Saturday in local high school sports, the Trojan Tennis Tournament was held in Red Oak, and it was Atlantic placing third. Red Oak and Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln, for the second straight year, tied for first. They each had 25 team points. Atlantic was next with 20 in third place. Des Moines Lincoln had 17 points for fourth place. Creston and Shenandoah tied for fifth with 16 each. Kemper Catholic and Glenwood round out the rest of the field in the team competition. Also Saturday in the high school golf, Kemper Catholic Girls Invitational at the Carroll Country Club showed Kemper Catholic winning that event. They win it with 359. Alta Aurelia shot 367 for second place. Atlantic placed third with a 377 total. Nevada, St. Edmund, Ballard, Spencer, Carroll, New Old Fonda, Missouri Valley, and Denison round out the rest of the field. Individually, Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic was the medalist as Fletcher shot an 82 on Saturday and then won a playoff with Morgan Neighborhouse of Kemper Catholic, who also shot 82. Fletcher wins medalist honors. Neighborhouse is the runner-up. Also a fifth-place finish for Atlantic's Bailey Walter as she posted an 87 for her round on Saturday. Well, to Major League Baseball now, where rookie Jeff Locke pitched seven innings of three-hit ball, and Russell Martin had two of Pittsburgh's four home runs in a 9-0 win over the St. Louis Cardinals that gave the Pirates a series win and the National League Central lead. Jones had three hits, and John McDonald added an RBI double for Pittsburgh, which ended rookie Shelby Miller's streak of 14 scoreless innings at home to start the season. The Pirates have won 9 of 12 overall. Locke has worked 13 scoreless innings while allowing five hits in his last two starts. The Cardinals got just three singles and advanced two runners into scoring position against the 25-year-old lefty. Miller struggled to put away hitters and was taken out after 113 pitches, giving up two homers in 5 2/3 innings of work on Sunday. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Miami over Chicago 6-4. Philadelphia beat New York 5-1. Cincinnati 5-2 over Washington. Arizona doubled up Colorado 4-2. The Dodgers blanked the Brewers 2-0. And San Diego 6-4 over San Francisco. In the American League, Mike Aviles hit a three-run homer and finished with a career-high 5 RBI. And the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 10-3 Sunday night, splitting the first day-night doubleheader in Kauffman Stadium history. The Royals' Jeremy Guthrie shut down Cleveland 9-0 in the opener, but Will Smith couldn't do the same after getting recalled from AAA Omaha to throw in the nightcap for the Royals. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was the Yankees over Toronto 3-2, Red Sox beat Houston 6-1, Tampa Bay 8-3 over Chicago, Minnesota blanking Texas 5-0. Oakland outscores Baltimore in 10 innings, 9-8, and Seattle beat the LA Angels 2-1. In interleague play, it was Detroit over Atlanta by a final of 8-3. Cardinals closer Jason Mott threw for the second straight day as a deadline nears for determining whether he could pitch with a partially torn ligament in his elbow. The team said early in April that if Mott's condition hadn't improved by the beginning of May, that he likely would undergo reconstructive surgery. Mott said he felt fine after throwing from 60 feet on Sunday, increasing the distance about 15 feet from the first day, while still not heave-hoeing it. He planned on playing catch again today unless there was a setback. The 30-year-old Mott didn't think pitching with a torn ligament was potentially that outlandish, given that doctors don't know what a normal elbow looks like. Also in Pacific Coast League Baseball on Sunday, it was Iowa beating Omaha 10-6 in the finale of that four-game weekend series. Iowa heads back home today as the iCubs will host Round Rock this evening at Principal Park. Omaha, on the other hand, hits the road as the Storm Chasers go to New Orleans to face the Zephyrs to open up a series tonight. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
A crowd of roughly 16,500 Iowa football fans was given a show Saturday by running back Jordan Canzeri. The sophomore running back looked like his old self after missing all of last season with a knee injury. Canzeri made swift cuts and displayed significant acceleration during Iowa's 2013 spring game at Kinnick Stadium. His performance was well received both by the fans and the coaches who watched him. Some of his family even traveled all the way from his hometown of Troy, New York, just to watch that scrimmage. Well, the San Antonio Spurs and the Miami Heat managed to complete four-game sweeps of their NBA Conference quarterfinal series on Sunday. The New York Knicks weren't as fortunate. LeBron James poured in 30 points, and the Heat advanced by downing the Bucks 88-77 in Milwaukee. It's the first time the Heat have swept a series since acquiring James and Chris Bosh 3 years ago. They'll play the winner of the Chicago-Brooklyn series. The Spurs sprinted out to an 18-point halftime lead and cruised to a 103-82 win over the Lakers in Los Angeles, earning a conference semifinal meeting with either Denver or Golden State. Tony Parker scored 23 points, and the Spurs took advantage of the Lakers' 21 turnovers to turn the game into a rout. Boston is still alive in its series with the Knicks, despite blowing a 20-point second-half lead. Jason Terry scored the Celtics' last 9 points in a 97-90 win over New York. Paul Pierce had a game-high 29, and Jeff Green added 26 as the Celtics forced a fifth game Wednesday in New York. Golden State took a 3-1 series lead, downing the visiting Denver Nuggets 115-101 as Stephen Curry hit 6 of the Warriors' 11 three-pointers, finishing with a game-high 31 points. Ty Lawson had a team-high 26 for the Nuggets, who will try to stay alive when they host Game 5 on Tuesday. In golf news, Billy Horschel rallied to earn his first career PGA Tour victory, taking the Zurich Classic at Avondale, Louisiana. Horschel began the final round 2 shots back before a string of 6 straight birdies vaulted him to the top of the leaderboard. He closed with an 8-under 64 for a 20-under par total, 1 shot ahead of D.A. Points. Inbee Park shot a final round 4-under 67 to edge out Charlotta Saganda for the North Texas LPGA Shootout. Park finished 13 shots under par, 1 in front of Saganda. Suzanne Peterson finished 3 shots off the lead. The pairing of Brad Faxon and Jeff Sluman won the Champions Tour Legends of Golf Better Ball Tournament in Savannah, Georgia. They finished play 23 under par, 1 shot in front of the teams of Fred Funk and Mike Geddes and Kenny Perry and Gene Sowers. The duo had 5 birdies in a 7-hole stretch in the middle of their round and made par in their final 4 holes to hold on for the win. Pre-tournament favorites Bernard Langer and Tom Lehman finished play at 19 under par. Well, Greg Norman says the time has come for golf to institute blood testing to check for drug use and calls the game's anti-doping procedures disgraceful. Norman cites Vijay Singh's recent admission to having used deer antler spray, which contains a muscle-building hormone that's banned by the PGA Tour. It can be detected only by using blood tests. And the 2016 U.S. Olympic swimming trials are going back to Omaha for the third time. USA Swimming President Bruce Stratton announced the decision to return to Nebraska over the weekend. San Antonio and St. Louis were the other finalists. Omaha has hosted the last 2 trials in 2012 and 2008. Last year's 8-day event was attended by more than 164,000 fans, and the meet was broadcast live in prime time on NBC. 2 temporary pools were built inside the CenturyLink Center for that event. USA Swimming Assistant Executive Director Mike Unger says Omaha won again because the setup for the athletes and the coaches was the best among the three finalists. Those trials will be held in early July that year. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.